2004. I'm at the Ontario Lacrosse Hall of Fame at St. Catharines, and I've got John DeWeer with me to do an interview with him. John, my stats don't go back that far, but when did you start your lacrosse career? Like, what did it all about?
Going right back to minor lacrosse. Started playing bantam in 45-46. We played for the Kiwanis Club in St. Catharines in those days. Played bantam, midget, and juvenile. Moved up to junior A for the St. Catharines Athletics in 49. I played 49, 50, and 51 for the St. Catharines Junior A's.
Did you guys win any Minnow Cups?
We won the Minnow Cup in 1950. We lost to the West in 49.
Okay, it's really hard to get stats back in on Junior A. And anyway, so what I do have is 1952 came along, and you played Senior A for St. Kitts, and you had a pretty good year. You had 35 goals that year. Would that have been your highlight year in lacrosse, you think?
I think, 52? Yes, it would have been as far as senior was concerned, or any year, really. Basically, I was a defenseman, and in those days you played defense, and that was it. But, no, I did have a good year in 52. Joe Cheevers was coaching us for the senior A's, and... basically, let us wander a little bit more than we normally did, and probably that was my most enjoyable year as far as playing lacrosse was concerned. Not that the others weren't enjoyable either, but it was most successful.
Yeah, and you played a full year in 53.
Yeah.
And 54, I don't have too much available, although I do have that you played quite a bit in the playoffs. 1954. Did you play in the season? I'm just missing the stats.
I played full season 54.
Okay, so I'm just missing your stats for 1954, the regular season.
Yeah.
And played 55?
I thought I played 55. I thought I played 4 years in a row, and then I quit. In those days, in fact, my boss came to me that year and said, are you going to play lacrosse this year? And I said, yes, why? And he said, well, and I was working in the engineering department at Conroy's. And he said, well, if you bugger up an arm or a leg or whatnot, you're no good to me. And I was just married, and that finished my lacrosse career. And that was basically it.
Did you get back into lacrosse at all after that?
Really didn't get back involved until my grandkids started playing in the 90s, and again I got involved with the St. Catharines Old Boys Association. But in that interim period of about 35 years, I really wasn't involved at all. I took another route and I got very involved with the St. Catharines Rowing Club, and that's where I spent my spare time in that end of it.
So you're involved with rowing now? And
I still am. I'm a past president of the St. Catharines Rowing Club. I'm still work on the regattas as a judge at the finish. I'm a member of the St. Catharines Old Boys Association as far as the rowing is concerned. And of course, that I have my involvement with lacrosse right now. So.
Yeah, and in what ways are you involved now? You're with the Old Boys?
Well, as I say, I'm a member of the Old Boys Association, and I'm a director of the Ontario Lacrosse Hall of Fame and Museum. I'm also on the selection committee for the Hall of Fame.
You mentioned your grandson playing lacrosse. Does he still play?
Yes, in fact, he played for the Junior A's last year.
Oh, that's probably where I've seen you at the Beaches game.
That's right, yeah.
So what's his last name?
His last name is Coates.
Dan Coates.
Yeah.
And was that his first year of junior?
His first year of junior. I think he was 17 last year.
So he's got
a few years ahead of him.
So we'll see you around a few lacrosse games.
I think so, yeah.
Did you know Aurelia with their new team this year? That they hired Pete Vipons or
did they?
Their coach, yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
A really good choice.
Yeah. It's a good league. Yeah.
So you'll be going as far as Aurelia now in the games.
Well, I have a daughter living in Barrie, so I can go that far and stay overnight, you see. But it's interesting, these stats you've come up with, and I guess this is the first time I think I've ever seen these stats as you have them for 52, anyway.
Have you ever gone on my Bible of lacrosse? It's on the internet.
Is it?
It's called www.bibleoflacrosse.com.
Okay.
And I've got every year from 1931 to 1960, just like this, is on there.
Is that right?
So you can follow years at a time.
Yeah.
I'm putting all of my interviews up there. I've got, this one's my seventh interview, or no, eighth interview I'll have on there. I'm just interviewing everybody I get my hands on. And I started putting some movies up. I've got one movie on there. It's called The Creator's Game. Ross Powlis and Gaylord Powlis are on there. And that's a 25-minute tape. And I hope to put some old games on there, too.
You start mentioning names. I played with Ross one year when he was in St. Catharines. Played against him when he was in Peterborough. But I go back to that 1950 junior team that won the Middle Cup. Out of that team, Doug Smith, Derry Davies, Pee Wee Bradshaw, and Ted Howe are all in the Canadian Lacrosse Hall of Fame. So we had a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And again, the years I played senior, I believe Peterborough won the Man Cup.
Yeah, five.
Four years in a row.
Yeah, four in a row.
Yeah.
I don't want to say in five because I'm thinking there was a lot of guys like Moon Wooten and Curly Mason, Rusty Slater.
Yeah.
There were four or five of them that played for Owen Sound the year in 1950.
That's right.
So, they had a string of five Man Cups in a row, those players did.
And then I looked up the St. Catharines players that were playing for Peterborough, like Harry Whipper, Jerry Fitzgerald, Nip O'Hearn, Bobby Thorpe.
Fitzgerald?
Yep. The list goes on, it's amazing. Of course, in those days, the guys went where they could get a job.
Yeah.
Well,
I know Peterborough, and when I got back into lacrosse again in the 80s, it was tough for them because they lose so many good players out west because there's no employment in Peterborough.
Yeah.
They lose a lot of players to that.
Yeah.
Do you go to senior games at all? Have you, the last few years?
I haven't been to many. I've been to maybe two or three. I've tried to go to most of the junior games, even before my grandson was playing. Like I say, I haven't really hit too many of the senior games. I think I've only hit two or three.
Well, the Man Cup was fantastic this year.
Yeah.
Just about sold out almost every game. Real good series. They got that arena that they've refurbished with air conditioning and everything. The only thing I wonder about it is they had to take out some seats, and they've got less than 5,000 seats, so they can't hold a Memorial Cup there. Nuts spending all that money. I don't know what they spent, 17, 18 million?
That's unfortunate.
That, yeah.
Because,
someone's not thinking.
Yeah, would they have a sellout for the Memorial Cup?
I would think so. Peterborough seems to be a pretty good sports town, and, they like their hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad some of the cities that when I was growing up, St. Catharines always had a good junior A hockey team, and with no arena, they're not going to have a junior A tier one team here. Hamilton was a team that I grew up watching. Oshawa doesn't even have an arena, and they could end up losing their team. And then you've got the arenas like Barrie with their nice new arena, and there's a few of them around. And Barrie also, they've applied and they're entering major lacrosse next year.
Oh,
going
good.
From senior B to major.
That's good.
Whether Windsor stays in it, I don't know. See, these are the ones we need.
Yeah.
New game summers.
Yeah, they had a tough, the Windsor had a tough.
Yeah, they didn't have any players.
Yeah.
And Aquasosti is pretty far away. No, this is hard to set up these interviews sometimes.
I imagine you talk to a lot of these.
More St. Catharines people.
Because
like Tommy arranges it. And the thing, I'll be doing some Brooklyn this year, but they don't go back that far. Like their major didn't start until 61, or senior A, where St. Kitts has such a history of across. I'm getting to the point, I've almost got every single stat that every Peterborough player has ever played since 1949, when they entered the league.
And, well, that's great.
And the guy that's helped me out, I don't know, do you know Bobby Granger? He just recently started, he's one of the, what do you call them, you know when you got those white shirts that we got?
Okay, yeah. The ambassador?
Ambassador. Yeah. Ambassador now. He played for Hamilton back in the late 40s and early 50s. He's about 75.
Well, I probably know.
Just started coming down here.
Yeah.
And he's helping out, and he's doing things like he's going up to Fergus, because I missed a lot of Fergus stats.
Yeah.
And I was figuring I'd have to spend a week up in Fergus in a hotel room, because I don't drive, so I'd have to stay up there. And
well, you know the guy that would help you a lot with Fergus would be the goaltender. You've probably met him at some of our dues.
Not the goalie from.
He played goal for Fergus for years. Where is he?
Mason? Robin Mason?
No. He's actually from St. Catharines. He went from our juvenile team right up to playing for Ferguson Senior.
Oh, he was is really good. Smeltzer? Gary Smeltzer?
Nope. I would have thought he would have been here. I don't know. His name is right on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it.
Oh, was he at the last OLA Hall of Fame meeting? And he had problems with some kind of health problems?
No. That's amazing. I can't think of his name.
So in your lifetime, you figured that 1952 season was your highlight?
That was my best year, yeah. Yeah, that was my best year.
Do you have any, who's the best player you figure you've ever played against?
One of the best probably would be Harry Whipper. I know I was always assigned to him. So.
No, that 53, Jack Bionda, he did play in the league. Well, that's 52. 53, Bionda, that was the only year he played in the East. You know, he just finished taking up all the stuff.
Yeah. No, Jack was, he was another great one. You just think of that Peterborough team, and
they were all good.
Slater, they were all good. Curly Mason, I just look at some of these names here, that Sanford and Domenico, Laguerre's,
I heard someone was talking about someone that just passed away. Tank Taylor, was it?
Tank Taylor?
Yeah, did he just die?
No, his son just passed away.
Oh, okay.
Tom. His son just passed away. No, Tank's been
gone
for quite a while. No, but as I say, you just look at these guys here and...
I remember reading something about Bobby Thorpe. He had a bypass and lived 16 years after that.
Yeah.
Which made me feel good because I had a quiet.
Yeah. Bobby, you look at any of these guys, and they were all great lacrosse players. And, played with some great ones and played against some great ones. But,
Well, you were lucky enough to play in the outdoor bowl, so
yep.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. It. I must admit, I did not like playing indoors. As I say, I just had a left knee replacement 8 weeks ago, and that's probably a result of falling too many times on concrete. But it.
Geez, I hear a lot of guys that used to play lacrosse getting knee replacements.
Yeah.
Pat Smith, is that a couple?
Yeah. Well, there's nothing left between the, you know, there's no cartilage left. That's one of the big problems.
When I was talking to Pat, that's the oldest player still surviving. And I've interviewed Judy Punch Garlo and Pat, Jim McMahon, J.J. Hill, Whitey, and Nick O'Kern. So I get interviewed.
You gotta get Blaine McDonald.
Yeah.
Well,
Blaine was. But Stu Scott's wife, I guess, just passed away a couple nights ago. I would have had Stu Scott and Blaine McDonald on today. And Bobby Granger, I'll get him. And then he's going to take me to see Gord Gehr and Kenny Dixon.
Yeah.
He's Bob Granger's brother-in-law is Jack Gehr.
Okay.
Or was it Jack Gehr?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this guy's 96 years old. And that night, after an interview, he was going to a lacrosse game.
It's funny, when I was going to U of T, they had an indoor league there where you played in the Harthouse or gymnasium. And all you wore was a helmet and gloves, nothing else. And some of the Gears were there playing, and we played against them. But it was an interesting time. In fact, it's probably one of the only times I got a couple of really bad cuts. Do you have any more stats like that?
Well, they're all on the internet.
Oh, they're
so
all
you
on
can
the
print
internet.
Them off. Just go www.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some cards on the back. Okay, www. Bible of Lacrosse, one word.
What is it?
Bible.
Bible?
Yep, Bible. B-I-B-L-E. Of.
Of?
Yep, Lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
And that's all one word. CROSSE.com.
So it's all .com.
One word,
all
yep.
one word,
yep.
.com.
Yeah, go there. There's all kinds of stats.
Okay.
And interviews and, like I say, I got the one movie on there now, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm running out of things to say. This is my third interview today. Tommy always sets you up with three interviews, and it wears me out.
Who'd you have today?
I had you. I had
Ronnie,
and the first one was Pat Smith.
Okay. Yeah.
And the thing is, it's okay if you know who you're going to get.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like Pat Smith, I interviewed him a couple years. I guess it was 2 years ago, and the tape, I'd screwed it up somehow, so we had had a really good one, and I'd lost it all, and it was all about the stuff when he was in the war and everything.
Yeah.
And I always pissed off.
He had quite a war record, Pat Smith did, I'll play it, with the special forces that he was in.
Yeah, he was telling me about it, how he only had one, like when he jumped on the plane, one during combat in Italy, and he jumped out about 18 times, I guess.
Yeah.
So I just thought, you know, imagine the first time you dive out of an airplane.
With all that crap on you, and, you know, all your, and he was telling me about,
people shooting at you.
I guess he landed, he was one of the first ones on the beach at Anzio when they made that landing. And with the special forces, he had a lot to do with, I guess, with the Americans. I didn't have too many good things to say, let's put it that way.
I got some good stories. J.J. Hill was telling me about time they were playing a game down, senior B team, down in Wallaceburg or Sarnia or someplace. And him and some other guys, they were in the back roads, and they were having a few beers. I guess he was pretty wild. And they were having a few beers before the game, and the guy he was with says, got a calf. He got a got a calf out of a farmer's field, put the calf in the back seat of the car, they got to the game, they forgot all about it, and they got out, and the calf shit all over the back seat of the car, and I guess it just stunk like hell. And so anyway, then the guy didn't get arrested that time, but about 5 years later, JJ was reading in the paper, and this guy had been arrested for cattle rustling. So it probably wasn't the first time he did it. Oh, he gave a really good interview.
Well, Bobby Melville.
That's the guy whose the trophy was named after.
Yeah, he had a plate in his hand, and the story I understand is that McPhail, who played for Minico, they were both in the service together, and actually McPhail saved his life, went out and got him and brought him back in, but I guess Bobby had half his head shot off, I guess, and they put a
plate. In the war?
And Bobby was one of the first guys that ever wore a helmet, so he had to wear a helmet. It wasn't a big football helmet like Bill McKenzie used to wear, but just a regular helmet. But even when they played against each other afterwards, after the war was over, McPhail playing for Mimico and Bobby playing for St. Gabby, they used to wheel the hell out of each other. And there's a guy. Best of friends and,
why did Bill McKenzie wear a helmet?
I have no idea.
Someone had to ask me that.
I have no idea. But in those days, it was like a license to tee off on him, because he was the only one.
One thing J.J. Hill told me was about up in Owen Sound, Harry Kasarian.
Kasarian?
Getting this guy with 168 stitches in the head. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Harry was the king of riding the ball, I'll tell you.
And then his, how many sons? Six sons, I think. Peter, Paul, I can't remember all the names. There was at least four Kasarian sons. And then the young one, Brian, the grandson plays now. Plays for Owen Sound.
Neither one of my boys played lacrosse. Actually, in the early 60s, I bought a piece of property up north and built a cottage on it. So the kids spent their summers up north. So they really didn't get an opportunity to play lacrosse. They got very involved in the water ski business and things of that nature. They both played hockey, they both played junior B hockey, but Johnny played and all the played for McMaster. They never did get involved in lacrosse until, like I say, my grandsons now are getting involved.
Is there just the one grandson that plays?
Danny plays, playing junior, and his younger brother is playing for in the minors for the athletics. Then I have another grandson that played for Huntsville, but he only played for 2 or 3 years. In fact, the little bugger, the first year they played, they won the Ontario Championship Olympics. Way back and Bam or something of that nature. Whatever Huntsville was in, whether it was, whether it was A, B, or C.
That's where Bishop came from with all those guys he brought down to Oshawa.
Mm-hmm.
He started out with about 7 or 8 of the guys were from Huntsville.
Yeah.
Came to Thompson's, Brian and Kenny Thompson, and Dwight Davies, Jimmy Higgs. Mer Marshall came down from there too.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got interested in 63.
Well, you're keeping busy.
Oh yeah, when I get going, when there's lots of newspapers coming in, I can spend 40 to 50 hours on that.
Yeah.
And I like it. I go to, in the summer I go 60, 65 games.
Yeah.
As many games as I get to. Well, I've got the league pass, and I don't work anymore, so I might as well be doing something.
Yeah, well, that's good. So are you here for the rest of the day, or?
I think we're leaving. Tommy's got, that woman that's there. That's with me, not with them. And she comes from Texas, and I met her on the Internet. And she's staying at my place for 11 days while Tommy's showing her Niagara Falls now. She's going down to see Niagara Falls. And then he's got tickets for us for a nice buffet at the
racetrack, and then we're staying in Toronto in a hotel, and he's looked after that. So
yeah,
that's really nice.
That's all right.
Because we've been all over doing stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just meet my family, and we've only been to Toronto a couple times.
Well, that's good.
This trip was just starting to get to know each other. That that's funny, meeting a woman from 1,700 miles away. I guess I should be talking about this on my lacrosse tape. Okay, I'm going to stop this.